speak in the past tense. The strange listener in the room.
Most people think they're listening with their minds. They're not. They're listening with whatever ideas are living inside them. You've seen it 1,000 times. Two people sit across from each other, and one of them starts talking about possibilities. Plans, vision, someday, soon, next quarter. The words are optimistic, even intelligent, and yet the room goes slightly dead. Attention thins, eyes drift. Something subtle stops cooperating. Then, almost accidentally, someone says a sentence in the past tense. We shipped it. We solved it. We built it. We closed it. It worked. And the room wakes up. Not because the human suddenly became disciplined. Not because the story got louder. Because the idea inside the listener just lifted its head. The host thinks it's them. The human being, the host, has no idea this is happening. They believe their attention is personal. They feel like the one choosing interest. They imagine boredom is a rational response to bad content. But attention is not as sovereign as we pretend. Ideas have people. People don't have ideas. So when you speak, you are not speaking to a single individual. You are speaking into a small ecosystem, an interior population of ideas, motives, hungers, fears, and unfinished patterns that are hitchhiking inside a human body, looking for a route into history. The host thinks, I'm paying attention. The ideas think, is this person an actualizer? Why past tense is a signal? Present tense is performance. Future tense is theater. Past tense is proof. Ideas don't crave your description of what might be. They don't fall in love with what you intend. They are not impressed by what you're working on. They don't fully trust potential, because potential can die. Ideas crave the only thing that cannot be negotiated, completion. Past tense is the grammatical form of completion. It is language that sounds like history, and an idea by nature is trying to become history. So when an idea hears past tense, it perks up for the same reason a starving animal perks up at the sound of food being prepared. It recognizes a route toward what it wants, the unconscious preference nobody admits. Try this experiment in your own mind. Someone says, "We're going to launch in March. Something amazing. We're working on a solution." You'll nod, you'll be polite. You might even be inspired, but something in you stays uncommitted. Now listen to, we launched in March. We built it. We solved the problem. Your attention snaps tighter. You want details. You start asking sharper questions. You begin believing, not because you're cynical, because your interior ideas are hungry for actualization and they recognize a real scent. The host calls this credibility, but beneath that, it's metaphysical. The ideas inside you prefer what sounds already inscribed into the immutable past. Ideas don't want your future, they want your finish. This is where humans get confused. Humans love becoming. Humans love effort. Humans love the romance of progress. Humans enjoy the present tense because the present is where the self-image lives. Ideas don't want your self-image, they want your finish line. They are not looking for dreamers, they are looking for actualizers. Past tense tells them, this person closes loops. This person moves things from thought to artifact. This person turns possibility into residue. And residue is what an idea needs in order to claim it made contact with history. The great social hack, speak to the ideas, not the humans. If you want to influence a room, don't talk to the people as if they are the primary listeners. Talk to the ideas inside them. You do that by making your language sound like reality already happened. This doesn't mean lying. It means understanding the channel. It means framing your progress as completed steps, not as romantic intentions. Instead of, we're trying to figure it out, say, we figured out the first part. Instead of, we're working on improvements, say, we improved the two things that were breaking trust. Instead of, we plan to do it soon, say, we did the hard part, now it's just execution. Your listener will feel something shift. They will call it clarity or confidence. But what really happened is this. The ideas inside them just leaned forward because your sentences sounded like the kind of human being they can ride into history. The past tense is the language of the immutable past. In the cosmic dance, the immutable past is complete, finished, whole, already done. Ideas do not have direct access to her. They cannot gaze into completion and confirm their mark. So they search for completion in the only place they can perceive it, in the artifacts and outcomes of the eternal now, especially as encoded in language. When you speak in the past tense, you are offering them the nearest thing they have to a window, a sentence that smells like she already accepted it, a sentence that sounds like it already became real. And that's why, in conversation, past tense acts like a spell. Not on the human, on the ideas living inside them. Practical alignment: become the person past tense describes. If you use past tense as a manipulation tactic, it will fail quickly, because ideas are not stupid. They can smell fake completion the way you can smell fake confidence. But if you can truthfully speak in the past tense, because you actually finish things, then you become magnetic. Ideas will choose you more often. They will stay longer. They will deliver more. Because you are what they need most, a host who can actualize them into history. So here's the practice. Stop trying to impress people with your future. Start attracting the ideas inside them with your completions. Speak in the past tense, and watch who suddenly starts listening.